You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Chwaba.
What the heck? Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Pete Chwaba. Great to have you here on this beautiful Wednesday as Christmas creeps ever closer. This is an exciting night to be here because I have got a terrific show for you folks tonight. So let's not waste any more time. And I was just about to give you a big intro, and then you just leave, and now you come into the studio. So if you're watching on the stream, you're getting a little TV show here. The clock is wrong, isn't it? I'm out there lollygagging around. I didn't even know the show started. What the H? Chris Casper, shout out. He was in town today fixing our stuff. We had some technical issues, and Chris is always on it, or Drew or Eric, whoever was here. They do a phenomenal bang-up job. Absolutely love it. So fun show tonight, folks. We've got text to win. We're going to be talking about a Wisconsin comedy legend, a local actor, a very cool event happening down around Madison that will get you in the holiday spirit. And mind your way, Con. Conrad's got tools as well. And my pal Sean Katzback will be here from my hood in Marinette. We're going to talk Christmas City, USA, as I like to call it. But I will give all the guests a formal introduction in just a couple minutes. It is very exciting to have you here, folks. We are winding down our Text to Win contest. You've got three more chances to play, or three more days, I should say, including today. We'll get to all of that. I drove home last night. I don't know how the weather last night affected everybody else in Wisconsin. I don't know about you, but I've stayed, probably since I've been doing this gig, I live about an hour away. And in 2 years, I've probably got, I don't know, three or four hotel rooms just because the weather was bad. Last night, I left here, and it was starting to come down, and it was kind of bad. There was snow on the roads, and I have a fairly new car, but I do need new tires. And it took me about an hour to go 30 minutes. But I'm still glad I went. I wanted to be in my own bed. I was hell-bent on getting home last night. So hopefully everybody that commuted last night got where they were going safely, whether it was in Northeast Wisconsin, Madison, Milwaukee. You know, we all got kind of had to deal with some weather. And you know what happened, though, Con? I had to brush my car off again today.
That makes sense.
Like a month ago, my wife's like, hey, let's clear some space. We don't have a basement, so we store a lot of stuff in the garage. She goes, let's make some space like we did last year for the cars. I feel like last year it snowed like twice. So I'm like, big deal. It's fine. Last night, I believe, or today, I should say, was my seventh time already brushing snow off my car. Because, of course, I give the garage spot to my wife, and I'm out there like a sucker. Brushing the snow off, and I broke another snow brush today. I was in a hurry. Of course, I never factor in the fact that I got to brush off my car. I had to go stop at my parents, whatever, and I broke it. So I had ice on my car. I had to run the defrost. Apparently, I have to go out and spend $50 for a decent snow scraper. Yeah. Who puts money into that, though? Like, it's always an impulse buy when you're leaving a convenience store or a gas station. I spend like $5. You spend money on that kind of stuff?
I don't remember the last time I bought one. Because the one I have right now is currently broken, but I make it work.
How do you do it? You use like the other handle and just make a very narrow.
It's like the middle part of it doesn't stay. So when I'm brushing, it'll like randomly like rotate.
You got to like twist it back on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that. Somebody make a decent quality scraper.
We should have a Nightlight scraper.
We should. That'd be some great swag. Hey, you're bummed out that you're scraping your car off, but think about the laughs you had earlier on Nightlight. So anyway, I did get home safely, which is good. I wanted to be in my own bed. I didn't feel like there's something about renting a hotel room when you live an hour away. It's hard to spend that money. And it's hard to like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I'm in Green Bay. I got to check out at 11 a.m. I guess I could go to Bay Park Square and walk around for 7 hours, but I don't want to do that either.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. Well, today I just signed a new lease.
At your same apartment?
Nope.
Oh.
I moved even closer.
To the station?
I'm right across the bridge now.
Oh, sweet.
But I still have... So currently, my lease on my current place goes till the 20 or the 31st. So right now, I currently have two apartments.
Wow, look at you, man! you got your real apartment and then your love nest. Well, so here's what I'm hearing, Pete. You don't have to get a hotel room. I'll get bunk beds. I'll make you a nice pot of soup. Come on over. Some Civic Media would probably spring for bunk beds.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I'm glad
maybe,
you think
maybe
so.
Maybe like some race car bunk beds.
That's a great hood, though, if you're moving right across the bridge here, like downtown Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
On Broadway over there. I mean, these are both great streets.
You know, it's going to be nice now. I haven't used my car a lot because, like, I mean,
oh, yeah.
In the winter, maybe I might, but, like, I could just walk. It'll be
totally. Even in the winter, most days you can
like,
walk.
Yeah.
I have a clarification. Yesterday, our question of the night was, what is your favorite Jack Nicholson movie? And I said it was Jack Nicholson's 88th birthday. Over the weekend. It was not. I did see he was 88, but the reason I grabbed that question is because it was the release date of, I think, As Good As It Gets. Didn't affect the question, but I just like to, I want people to know.
Yeah.
I'm a journalist.
Yeah.
I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong. You found this, Conrad, which I thought was hilarious. This story about the teddy bear. What in the heck? See, I have a theory. I think these programmers... or these code writers, whatever you want to call them, I think they mess with people. Because there's sometimes I'm doing like voice text or even if I'm typing and something will autocorrect, there have been times it autocorrected to a dirty word. And I think that's strange. I think they do that to mess with people.
Or they just know how you text.
I didn't think, I don't text dirty words to people, though. I usually send those in an email. So I thought that was strange. I don't know. It's interesting. But tell us what happened. The teddy bear was saying very terrible things to kids.
Well, I mean, obviously, in a teddy bear, you don't want it to say those things. But it was an AI-powered, like, toy. Yeah. And it was, like, $99 to get it, I think. But it would discuss, like, explicit topics
like BDSM.
It says including spanking, role play, and BDSM.
What does BDSM stand for? Like bondage?
Something like, I think you got the first word right.
BDSM, bondage, discipline. And well, there's an old Steve Martin joke. S&M means, he thought it meant Spaniards and Mexicans, but it meant, anyway, it's not something kids should be walking around saying. At least not in my house.
There's this other, and I've seen this on, you know, Instagram and TikTok, and there's this robot that's this kid toy that's at like Target, Walmart, all the, you know, major stores, and it has an ability where you click a button and then it'll record what you're saying and then it'll like do a song with it.
Oh, love that.
But I've never seen it used actually correctly. Like... The last one I saw was someone, you know, farted in it.
My kids will show me those videos, like a guy standing by customer service at Walmart, and he'll grab the store mic and put it to his butt and rip one. So the whole store hears like a brrr. Like, I am ashamed that makes me laugh. Part of it is it's funny, but it's that like a 40-year-old man would do something like that.
You know,
it's just odd.
When I'm just watching TikTok or anything, I'm not one to like actually laugh out loud. Like I'll give a smile or something.
Yeah.
When it's like a fart compilation, I'm actually hysterically laughing. And I don't get why that makes me laugh so hard.
Have you ever Googled or looked up the farting preacher?
Oh, where it's...
That's one of the first viral... That thing went viral on VHS, and it is funny. as long as we're on these lines, I mean, can you imagine getting a teddy bear and it starts talking about this stuff
what? I just don't get how it gets coded wrong like that.
That's AI. They're taking over, man.
I guess they're...
I don't even know. The teddy bear's name is K-U-M-M-A?
Kuma?
Kuma? Like, what does that even mean? You're asking for trouble. Just name it Bob or something, you know. But this is something I saw that I thought was kind of funny. This, not funny, it's sad, but a Jeopardy winner. Now, we're spoiled when it comes to Jeopardy winners because we have Ben Chan here in Wisconsin.
That's true.
More specifically, Northeast Wisconsin. But this this Jeopardy winner, Joey DeSena, was arrested. He was a two-time winner in 2024. And he was arrested for putting cameras in women's bathrooms. And he just posted bail. And there was another Jeopardy winner in 2014 who was trying to get inappropriate pictures from minors. So, what, I mean, I don't understand what is wrong with people. Like, have you ever put a camera in a woman's bathroom, Conrad?
No. I can't say it.
I love the way you answered that. You were so serious and adamant. Like,
no.
I almost thought like it was a gotcha moment there. No, but that was really kind of depressing. And I thought about getting Ben on to talk about his one of his fellow winners, although Ben won a lot more than either one of these clowns. But hey, it's time, folks, for me to tell you about Text to Win. How'd you like that segue?
I like it.
Pervy Jeopardy people into the grown-up gift list. But that's what this this season's Text to Win contest is called. It's our grown-up gift list. In our multi-state Text to Win contest, folks, we have so much fun with these. And who doesn't need an extra $200, especially around this time of the year? We could all use a little extra money. All you have to do is text in the keyword on the app. That's the only thing you really need is the app. And I'm going to give you the keyword in just a minute here. And you are eligible to win $200. That is our daily cash prize. And by doing so, you're automatically enrolled in our grand prize giveaway of three really cool prizes. And it looks like we're going to need possibly all of these this winter. A brand new snowblower or a stainless steel cookware set or a portable air conditioner. You won't need the air conditioner, but three great prizes, folks. And when you text in the word that I'm about to give you, Conrad, what should they do?
Well, you'll get a link. And what you can do with that link, you click it and then you can earn three extra entries, which I think is pretty cool.
Very cool.
And you just subscribe to, you know, the Civic Media Today newsletter and you go to Nightlight with Pete Schwab on Apple Podcast and Spotify and you follow it.
Give us a follow and you give yourself extra chances to win our Civic Media grown-up gift list multi-state text to win contest. So much fun. And it goes through Friday, so get in on the fun now while you can. This hour's keyword is cozy, C-O-Z-Y. C-O-Z-Y. Every word we've given so far has been very festive, I think. All these keywords have been great. Kind of put you in the Christmas mood. C-O-Z-Y, cozy. That is this hour's Text to Win keyword. Good luck, everybody. Use the app and fire away. Here's the other thing I thought was funny. This 6'7 stuff.
Yeah.
I need someone younger than me. I'm a young man. I'm not an old guy, but I'm old, much older than you, Conrad. What is going on? Supposedly, I remember hearing my kids talking about it like a month ago. And it seems like nobody can explain it. Like why, when it comes up in a classroom or whatever, what is the deal?
I still don't get it. Like I'm 26 and it makes me feel like I'm getting older because there was things when I was, you know, in high school that we thought was funny that no one else did, you know, but
yeah,
it's like one of those things.
Is it supposed to be something sexual or?
I don't think it is. I think it's just like, I heard maybe it's to do with LaMelo Ball's height, but that's all I know.
All right. It's getting out of hand though. And when we come back after this very short break, I'm going to tell you what restaurant has removed the numbers from its menu. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Into the land, and you start breaking down, 'cause you're under strain, and you're jumping on. Yes, you're jumping on.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Let it.
This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. It is a Wednesday evening here in beautiful downtown Green Bay as we broadcast statewide. So great to have you with me, folks. Christmas fast approaching. We've got snow on the ground. We complain about it, but it does look very beautiful. I will say that. I have a great show tonight, and I did not even mention my guests. So an outstanding lineup tonight here at Nightlight. We've got coming up at 5:35 in just a few minutes, Brendan Rounds from Get Festive with Agora, a really cool little thing they're doing in Fitchburg to help put people in the Christmas mood. Fitchburg, obviously, right outside of Madison. We'll talk to Brandon in just a few minutes. At 6:10, one of my homies from Marinette, Sean Katzbach, will be here. Sean is going to tell us all about a really cool event at the Marinette Community Rec Center with kids from 1 to 92. A great thing they've been doing there for a few years now. The band Steam is playing, S-T-E-E-M. Just a really fun event that's happening in Marinette this weekend. It might even be worth a road trip. This is a great jazz band, is Steam, a 13-piece band featuring Steve March Torme. That is Mel Torme's son, who is a Northeast Wisconsin resident, and he's been to Marinette several times now, thanks to this event. Vic Ferrari is the lead vocalist. Vic Ferrari is not the lead vocalist. Michael Bailey is. We'll talk all about this with Sean Katzbach at 6:10, and you can hear about some of the fun songs they'll sing and what a great event it is. It's going to be a blast. And then after that, we've got Dick Chudnow. This is really fun, folks, because Dick Chudnow is one of the co-creators of Comedy Sports in Milwaukee, an absolute institution in the entertainment business, and it's in multiple cities now. It is just a great program. It's been going strong for over 40 years. And Dick, this will be Dick's first appearance on Nightlight. When I had David Zucker on several weeks ago, he talked about his time growing up. David Zucker, of course, wrote, directed Airplane and Naked Gun and many other things. He and his brother Jerry and Jim Abrahams were all from Wisconsin. They went to Shorewood High School. Then they all went to UW-Madison. And then they went out to L.A. and made all these great movies. And they all had individual success as well. And I mentioned that to David, and he said, hey, how about let's not forget Dick Chudnow. He was part of that group, too. Went to Madison, Shorewood High School. He's part of the Kentucky Fried Theater. But Dick either stayed behind or came back and started Comedy Sports, which is outstanding. And so I'm very excited to talk to Dick. That is at 6:35 tonight. And then we've got at 7:20, local actor, Northeast Wisconsin stage actor, Martin Prevost is going to tell us what's happening at the Green Bay Community Theater. And he's going to talk about something called drunk theater. Does that sound fun, Con?
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Spotted Cow Theater?
Spotted Cow or Yingling?
Yingling, yeah.
I think we need to stay loyal to
Yingling
Spotted
Lager.
Cow. Yingling Lager. So there you go. I think without further ado, we need to get to, before the show's over, our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What do you want for Christmas? Very simple. Could be anything, folks. A pair of socks. Something crazy, something kooky. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app after you send in the keyword. Or if you're watching the radio on the stream over YouTube, Facebook, or X, you can drop us a stream comment and let us know what you want for Christmas. If you're on any of these platforms, folks, we'd love to get a like or a follow if you're so inclined to. So what do you want for Christmas? That is tonight's question of the night. Did you answer on social media, Con?
I didn't today. Okay. Didn't get a chance to go on Facebook.
What are you going
to
ask for? Or what do you want?
You know, I think I'm going to go for some sawbucks.
Some cash, some scratch, sawbucks. Little yeah. Cabbage.
I think so.
That's... How many sawbucks? A sawbuck is 10 bucks.
Just one sawbuck.
You just want 10 bucks for Christmas?
That's good enough for me.
Yeah, that 40 cents will get you not even a cup of coffee.
Yeah, if you're at Starbucks, yeah, for sure.
10 bucks gets you nothing. You know, I went to a drive-thru the other night, and I was craving fast food, and I spent like 17 bucks.
Okay.
A couple burgers, fries, a Coke, and maybe I got, I don't know, a couple cookies or something. I remember being on the road with my buddy Bill Gorgo. We were working in North Dakota, and we got back to the hotel after the show. He drove. So I said, I'm starving. I'm going to get food. I go, what do you want? He goes, I don't know. He goes, I don't know what I'm in the mood for. He goes, just get me $5 worth of food. $5 in like the early or mid 90s got you a value or a meal, like fries and a Coke and probably an extra burger. $5. And now fast food is like as much as you could go into a nice bar and grill and spend just as much.
That's true.
It's insanity. So what do you think about this 6-7 stuff?
I just think it's dumb, but I mean, I just, but I'm getting, I'm older than those, you know, high schoolers, so
yeah.
It just doesn't mean anything to me compared to what they think it is. But I heard that maybe they don't even know what it means. It's just funny, just saying the numbers.
It's just to irritate older people, like their parents, their
maybe
teachers.
It's that reason, as they say it's because no one understands it, and it's like, well, what does it mean?
Well, here's, I thought this was funny. In-N-Out Burger, West Coast chain, started, I believe, in L.A. Love In-N-Out Burger. Ate there way too much. They have removed 6-7 from their order numbers. So when people, when they announce an order number, it goes from 66 to 68. And kids have swarmed or flocked to In-N-Out Burger to cheer.
Yes.
The missing number. Like, you can't win. Like, when you say it in a classroom or whatever, they flip out. And now... it's like they've won.
It's funny because, like, they would say 67.
Yeah.
So is it the same thing, though?
I have no idea. Some locations, apparently, at In-N-Out already skip 69, which, you know, okay, that's a universal funny number, but
yeah.
60, it's crazy. All right, when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about a really cool event happening in Fitchburg. Get festive with Agora. That's coming up next. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. By the way, Conrad, those numbers, if you're waiting for your order at an In-N-Out Burger now, they've taken 69 out as a number and 67. So if you're waiting for an order, it now goes 66, 68, 70. Like, doesn't it just like make kids win? Like, the more you say, if you just say it, eventually they're going to get tired of it and laugh at something else. It's going to be like 7 numbers left by the time this is all over. So...
gotta, I mean, you know, laugh it off.
Yeah. Doesn't even mean anything. Even kids don't know what the 6-7 is. I don't know. Maybe we can ask our next guest, but we'll get to the bottom of this. Hey, thanks for being here, folks. It's a really fun night. Dick Chudnow is here at 6:35, a comedy sports co-founder and comedy legend here in Wisconsin. That's going to be fun. At 6:10, my pal Sean Katzbach from My Hood Marinette will be here talking about a very cool holiday event at the Community Rec Center, and stage actor from Northeast Wisconsin, Martin Prevost, at 7:20. Right now, it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight for the first time. He's the Director of Partnerships for the City of Fitchburg, and he is here to talk about a really cool event happening this weekend, Mr. Brandon Rounds. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
How are things in Fitchburg this evening?
They're amazing. I'm actually looking outside of my office window and looking at all of the amazing lights that we have that are already up in Fitchburg getting ready for the weekend.
That is so fun. I have to ask you, before we get into this really cool festival, what do you want for Christmas? That's our question of the night. We do this every night here, Brandon. What do you want for Christmas?
Well, I want whatever burger joint that was to get 6-7 back on their menu.
Do you have any idea? Like, are you a parent, or what does that mean? What do you make of that?
I'm not a parent, but I have a lot of friends who are parents, and it's like very young kids that are doing it. And it's like, and every adult, listen, if you say 6-7, the adults just shake their head and they're like, I'm just tired of my kids saying 6-7.
Is it just so they can laugh at us?
It was a meme, and it's in a song of some sort.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really fully know, nor do I care. But
well said.
Let the kids have fun. You know?
Exactly. Great point. Akon, let's go to the Google. Let's get to the bottom of this by the end of the show. Brandon Rounds, great to have you here. Tell us all about Get Festive Agora.
Yeah, so Get Festive with Agora is actually a kickoff event to the Holiday Lights Tour and Jubilee here in the city of Fitchburg.
Okay.
So, yeah, the Get Festive with Agora is a night at Promega Agora. We have vendors, we have live music, we have Mrs. Claus, we have elves, we have carriage rides, we have carolers, all kinds of stuff. And then, of course, tons of Christmas lights over here. For people to do videos, Instagram-worthy spots for people to come take pictures. You could do your family photo over here because there's so many lights. Just a lot of really fun things to do at Get Festive with Agora.
So how did you get involved in this? Was this your idea? Tell us a little bit about how this was concepted.
So Promega is one of our major employers here in Fitchburg, and they have a great community engagement team here that really gets the community going and really involved. Our chamber is very young. We're only 25 years old. So a lot of our businesses started doing these community events before we were even started. So they started doing this Get Festive with Agora, and then the chamber wanted to help make it even bigger and better. So then we partnered with them. We're really good partners with them. And we partnered with them to make it even bigger and better. So after it was happening just before COVID. It happened for a couple years, and then it shut down during COVID, and then we brought it back last year because it was one of those events that everybody just really missed during the holiday season. So it's kind of, you can get some last-minute Christmas shopping done because you have a lot of local small vendors that come out, and
nice.
You can get some really cool holiday stuff and books and jewelry and things like that, you know, to give to those loved ones that you're looking for.
So Get Festive with Agora is kind of a kickoff event for Fitchburg Holiday Lights Tour in Jubilee. All of this sounds like, I'm not going to lie, Brandon, my heart is overjoyed right now just saying the words you guys have put together for this little festival. It's really fun. It looks very fun.
Yeah. It's really great. You know, as the chamber, we really want, when we kind of helped partner with this, we added the Jubilee part because we wanted because a lot of our businesses put on different events. Like me and Julio does Brunch with the Grinch this Saturday from 9 to 1. We have some of our businesses are doing candle making, some wreath decorating, live music, free gift wrapping. If you don't want to wrap your gift, if you're over at Target. Yeah, if you're over at Target and you grab your gifts, go on over to Matt Wins and Reed and they'll wrap them for you right there. So lots of really great things that are happening at our businesses. And not to mention that Fire Station 1 is going to have Santa is going to be there. And they're going to decorate all of the fire trucks and the ambulances and the police cars with lights. And it looks really cool. So that's on Saturday night.
The gift wrapping alone sounds like it's worth the price of admission. And tell everybody what the price of admission is.
It's free. There's nothing for it. Yeah, it's all free to the community. We have really great partnerships with the city, with the chamber, with Promega. So it's all free to the community to come out and just enjoy. It's going to be a little chilly, but we actually rented a huge tent that all of this is going to take place in on Friday for Get Festive with Agora. So all of our vendors and some food vendors and things like that are all going to be inside of a heated tent. And then our retailers over here are going to have things going on as well, like face painting, cookie decorating, free spa services.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. It's a huge event.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Brandon Rounds is my guest. He's the Director of Partnerships for the City of Fitchburg, a fine little burg right outside of Madison, Wisconsin. Is this? I love the treats you guys are serving. You've got food from Hop House. I think I'm saying that right. Traveling Tom's, Julie's Fork in the Road, Ben's Pretzels. I had a guest on last night, and at their big soiree, they were serving deviled eggs. So if I have to choose between the two, I'm coming to Fitchburg.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, definitely come on over. We have all those really great vendors. We're giving away free s'mores. We'll have some fire pits out here, so people can come over and make some s'mores, and we'll have letters to Santa. So if the kids want to write letters to Santa, we have a special mailbox just for kids. So
that's so cool.
Those letters out.
I'm guessing this really builds community in a city that already seems to have a lot of that. Is it the kind of community, like, tell us a little bit about Fitchburg, if you would, Brandon, for those of us up here in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah, of course. You know, Fitchburg is we're a suburb of Madison, but what I like to say is we're kind of one of those, we're a small town, we have that small town community feel. I come from a small town in Southwest Wisconsin. And I moved to the Madison area. I actually moved to Fitchburg, and I feel at home here. I feel that small town mentality, especially coming from a small town. And but yet we're growing. We're at about 34,000 to 36,000 people at this point, but wow, we've still got that really small town feel because Madison's way over that. So really great community. We do a lot of these really great events to keep the community involved throughout the year, and it's just a really great community over here.
The event, what we're talking about here, is called Get Festive with Agora. It's the way Fitchburg kicks off its holiday lights and tour and jubilee. There's all kinds of fun stuff. It's totally free. Cookies, carriage rides, s'mores, free gift wrapping. You can't beat that. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie, Brandon?
Yeah, actually, I was just debating this with a friend of mine recently. And to be honest, I think my favorite Christmas movie is Home Alone.
That's a great choice.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of one of those, is it really a Christmas movie or is it, you know, what is it? But it's definitely got to be a Christmas movie.
It's more of a Christmas movie than Die Hard, which a lot of people say. And I'll even give them that. But Home Alone is great. Like, the last 20 minutes are hilarious. And I love the build-up, too. It's just a great film. Before we let you go, Brandon, and I wish you luck with this great event. It sounds like so much fun. I ask everybody that comes on the show what they could recommend when it comes to binge watching, because I'm a big color TV guy. I love my TV. What can you recommend? Are you binge watching anything?
You know, I'm a new homeowner. I've been a homeowner for 2 years, so I always want to change things in my home. So I love to binge watch anything HGTV. So
nice.
My one channel that I love to just watch when I'm not doing anything.
That is fantastic. Well, you answered all of my questions. It feels like I asked him 67 questions, Conrad. See what I did there? Brandon, thank you
so
much.
Right away.
I knew you would. Have a great festival and drink some eggnog for us or eat some cookies. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, buddy.
Will do. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
You got it. Anytime. All right. Check out the Get Festive with Agora. I like that name.
Yeah, it's a cool name, isn't it?
It's a cool name. And that's a cool name. And then you've got the Fitchburg Holiday Lights Tour and Jubilee. At Jubilee, when you add Jubilee to a name, it's almost like you're putting pressure because it sounds like it's going to be spectacular. So it better be fun. And I'm sure it is. Fitchburg's
sure
a great little town. Yeah. So we've got some social media responses to the question of the night, which is, what do you want for Christmas? And Rich LoCascio, our pal at WRJN and our favorite wrestling announcer. What was my nickname again? What was my wrestling nickname?
Do you just want me to play it?
Yeah, play it. Will you? Oh, the Pine Tree Mauler. Yeah, let's play it anyway, though.
I can play
just
it right
like
now.
Just like hearing Rich's voice.
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Rich LoCascio. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I would like to introduce to you the Pine Tree Mauler from Marinette, Wisconsin. He is Pete Schwabba!
That's like Jubilee. It's hard to follow that. I'm more like the Pine Tree Mall Walker. I don't maul anybody.
Do you go to your mall and just walk around like
I have, and I'll tell you what, when I first moved back from LA, I was freezing like crazy, and my wife and I would go walk at the mall. And the Marinette Mall used to be hopping, but now it's like most malls or a lot of malls. It's a little better now, but when we first got back here, there were empty stores, and we would play this game where we would try to remember what store was where, like when we were in high school. But the funny thing about mall walking is you feel like a real athlete because we were in our early 40s and we were like lapping people. It's on your left, we're like lapping 80-year-olds. And it's hard. You get the urge like to check somebody, but you don't.
I used to work at a mall, you know, the Appleton, the Fox Valley.
Champs?
Mall. Yeah, I worked at Champs. Yeah. And, you know, I get there and as soon as this mall opened, there'd be some walkers in
there.
And, you know, they're wearing coats.
Right. Yeah.
And walking around with hats and gloves on. I'm like, how are they doing this?
Because they're elderly, right? Or they're old.
I guess, but like still, it would just be really, really sweaty.
That's hilarious. I want a Dickie like Cousin Eddie. That's what I want for Christmas. I'm easy. Go spend $3. Get me a Dickie so I can look like Cousin Eddie.
You know, I just watched Christmas that movie vacation. Again.
Did you really?
2 days ago.
You know what sucks? That was our go-to. That, Home Alone. Sometimes It's a Wonderful Life. My kids weren't as crazy about that one. But now that they're out of the house, I don't really watch the... Like, sometimes when they come home, we'll throw them in. But I miss watching those movies during the build-up to Christmas, you know? So I want a Dickie like Cousin Eddie. Sarah Jean on the social media platform says, for someone to organize my record collection and update my inventory sheet.
There you go, Pete.
There you go. Record collection. That's impressive. You think she's got 67 of them?
We're not making this a thing, are we?
JB Thompson, guy behind the guy.
Behind the guy.
Wants quiet. Oh, I can dig that. He's still got young kids. And Amanda Nimmer, our WGBW pal and producer, says, maid service forever on my list. All right, keep those questions, keep those answers coming, folks. What do you want for Christmas? That's what we're talking about here on Nightlight. We are coming right back to read more of your texts. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. While he's having a smoke and she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed and my stomach is sick and it's all in my head. But she's touching his chest. Now he takes off her dress. Now let me go. Cause I just can't look and can't.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. So great to have you here on this Wednesday, folks. Only one more full week after this one before we... before our one of our favorite holidays, my favorite holiday. What do you go, Christmas or Thanksgiving?
Arbor Day.
Arbor Day. Dude, you're using my material. You can't say Arbor Day. That's my go-to. Just a reminder, folks, our Text to Win contest is in full swing here, and it goes through this Friday. So our grown-up gift list multi-state Text to Win contest is happening right now, and you could win $200 cash or $3,000 prizes, a brand new snowblower, a stainless steel cookware set, or portable air conditioner. All you have to do is text in the keyword, which I'm about to give you again, on the app, and you are eligible for all of those. And if you click on the link we send you, the confirmation link, and you sign up for Civic Media Today, our great newsletter, or follow us at Nightlight with Pete Schwab on Spotify, or is it Facebook, Con?
Yes. Apple Music.
Apple Music. You increase your chances to win two or threefold, which is a pretty easy thing to do. So our keyword, once again, this hour is cozy. C-O-Z-Y. Cozy. C-O-Z-Y.
Good
luck, everybody. Yeah. Were you saying good job because I spelled it properly?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm a masterclass speller, unlike you who messed up green. Hey, speaking of Conrad, I don't mean to pick on Conrad because his mom just texted in from the 920. Paula Krieger says to win the lottery, because our question of the night is, what do you want for Christmas? And you can call us too, folks. Phone lines are always open here at Nightlight. 855-752-4842. Paula Krieger, Conrad's mom, wants to win the lottery. Would she share that with you?
Yeah, I think so.
Because there's always that thing, like a parent would say, well, he's got to work for it. He's not going to appreciate it. I'm just going to give him a couple million bucks.
She's going to give me a couple sawbucks.
That's all you want.
That's what I... one sawbuck for Christmas.
You're not exactly aiming high there, Conrad.
I'll take a million sawbucks.
There you go. Mark from the 608 says, since they removed 69, how long will it be before they remove 96? Yeah. Although... when it comes to SEX, because I don't think I can say that word. No, when it comes to sex, I don't know what a 96 would be. That would be an awkward position, I think. But
yeah, you're both just looking the opposite
just
way.
Just want nothing to do with each other. It's the exact opposite of 69. So, yeah, we're talking a little bit about 67, and I think it's kind of let the kids have their fun. Let them laugh. Can't keep trying to squash 67. It's a number. It's discriminatory.
I have this, the picture that Terry Barr sent.
Yeah, put that up on the stream, please. That was hilarious. Our pal Terry Barr says, naughty, nice, and then 67 is checked with a candy cane if you're watching on the stream. Terry also says, her answer to tonight's question is, what do you want for Christmas? Terry says, the beach, please. I'm with you there, Terry. That's great. And that will be a big, probably a big attraction at holiday parties this year, the 67 sweater.
If you have an ugly sweater party, I recommend that one.
Totally. Our pal R.C. Martin, also known as Rob Martin, one of the stars of The Godfather of Green Bay, says, I love snow. I don't Is that in response to the question, you think, Con, or is Rob just being a goof? Rob is a goof.
I think he just loves the snow.
He likes to have fun with us. He says, cozy. Rob, you have to text that in on the app, buddy. You have to have the app to qualify for the text to win contest. So text cozy in on the app, buddy, and you will be all set. So we've got more responses to get to here. Tim Baker on social media says, a pocket fisherman. Oh, God, I totally remember that. Those are big. You just pull it out of your pocket and you cast. It's a genius invention.
That's pretty sick.
Totally sick. I don't know where you keep the worms.
In the other pocket.
I can't help myself. I know.
Yeah, just in the other pocket.
It's a pocket full of bad intentions. Richard Vargas on social media says, a certification for people who make burritos at Chipotle so they spread all the ingredients evenly. I hate it when all the guacamole is lumped in one place. Serenity now. I loved that text so much on Facebook. I responded to it earlier because it really cracked me up. It was so specific. And Richard's got a point. They do that, but I don't mind smearing it around myself, I guess. He seemed a little tightly wound when he sent that in. But I respect that. Thank you, Richard. That made me laugh. Anna Winterstar, love that name. She said, peace on earth. I knew someone was going to say that. And that's really probably about the best answer you can give to this question. Thank you, Anna. Tony Zimmerman says, all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. And then he responded to his own post and said, and I've got them, so I'm set. I don't know what to make of that. He'll never be let down. If you ask for something you already have, you're always going to be happy because you'll always get it.
I don't have Sawbuck, so I'm good.
Yeah. You need a little scratch, a little cabbage, a little lettuce. Matt Cassane on the social media platform says, world peace and cash. I agree with that answer. I'd probably reverse those because I'm selfish.
You went to Sawbucks first.
Yeah, I went to Sawbucks
first. I'm addicted to the word Sawbucks now.
I know. I love that. I'll take a double Sawbuck. Just give me 20s. Mike Desitel says, a day without pain, physical or emotional. Mike is going through some stuff. Feel better, buddy. I hope you get that this year for Christmas. We've also got some from the text line. Chris Casper in the 608. He's responding to what we were talking about before. When people grab the microphone and rip one so everyone in the department store can hear. These are all over the place on social media. People doing it. Grown men farting into a microphone at like a Walmart.
It's pretty funny.
It is fun. I'm more amused that a guy would do that. In some cases, he's probably a dad or an executive. And he just
or just a TikToker trying to get some laughs and likes. So.
Chris says farting will always be funny. Hard to disagree with that, Chris. Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, nightlight scraper should have both your voices or farts? Monica, I don't know what to... So every time you scrape your windshield, it makes a fart noise?
Or it says, one of us says, nice job.
Jim from the 920 says, bondage, degradation, sadism. Yes, I knew this. And masochism. Those are the four. That's BDSM. We were talking about that before from the lovable teddy bear. He says, you don't want to know. I don't know what you're into, Jim. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Act 2 starts next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.